Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown. We're here for the Child Care Council of Westchester's 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast, honoring the champions for children, and there are many of them here today. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for this morning, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. Well, this is, as we said, the 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast being held here in Tarrytown, and basically, the mission statement, we want to set the scene for you a little bit of what the Child Care Council of Westchester is really all about. We spoke earlier, before we went on the air, with Craig Ruoff. He is the president of the Board of Trustees with the board, the council, and he said the main mission statement is to make sure that every child in Westchester, in the area from birth to about five, should have access to quality, affordable early child care and quality education. That's really important for their development. And also, from the parents' perspective, you know, they want to be able to feel that they can go to work every day, not having to worry about whether or not their child is in a safe environment, a nurturing environment. Those are two very important components of what they do. And again, part of the reason we're here for the awards is, again, to recognize these champions for children, and that's what this event is all about. And on that note, I'm happy to have one of those champions for children joining us here on set right now. She is Dr. Jennifer Cantor, and she's a woman of many, many hats. Let me tell you about her. She is the Associate Professor of Clinical Pediatrics at New York Medical College. She is also Director of Child Abuse Pediatrics Program and Forensic Acute Care Team at the Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital. She's also a member of the WMC Health Network, and she's also Director of Child Abuse Pediatrics at the Westchester Institute for Human Development. Dr. Cantor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Now tell us more about what you do.
I'm a forensic pediatrician, so I'm a specialist in evaluating children and families where there's concerns for sexual abuse, physical abuse, child neglect, or child fatalities.
And do you see a lot of cases that come to you?
Unfortunately, yes. Within Westchester County, we've been around for about 15 years, and we see upwards of about 500 patients a year with concerns that I mentioned before. But the good news is we also do a lot of prevention work, prevention on safe sleep, making sure that children sleep safely, educating parents on crying and stress to reduce the chances of abusive head trauma, and educating the community on the recognition and management of suspected abuse, including the school districts and early childhood professionals.
But why is this such a problem? Why is child abuse such a particular problem here?
You know, what I've learned doing this, at the beginning it was unfathomable, but what I've learned is the stressors of parenting many times impact the ability to safely care for a child. And what we look to do is not work towards removing children from their families, but helping to keep families together and working as a team with Child Protective Services, with law enforcement, with the district attorney's office, the county attorney's office, and the many, many wonderful community agencies in the county to help families and keep them together.
I mean, is this the result of all the stress they have? Like, if they have a bad day at work or if they're worried about their finances, I mean, perhaps they might take it out on their children. Is that really kind of a stressor or a cause of that?
It absolutely is, but that's not all. We also have to be concerned about people with issues that lead towards sexual abuse and learning what to recognize in young children, in teenagers, and even adult women who may be adult women or men who may be victims of sexual abuse or sexual assault, which is a real true problem in our society.
I'm just reading in your bio here, it says that you are a champion of children for this reason, because you're a champion at their most vulnerable, these children. And when they most need somebody to speak up for them, to give a witness of that, the protection. I mean, that's very important.
It's important, and it's just one part of a very big team in Westchester County. My role is to conduct a comprehensive, objective medical assessment so that if there are issues with abuse that can be identified, I'm able to go to court and testify and assist both in the family and criminal prosecution of those cases to keep kids safe.
So really the key is to try to prevent that child abuse before it starts, to try to nip that in the bud?
Well, Well, primary prevention is key, and I think that's where the Child Care Council comes in helping families with those stressors in early childhood that lead to parenting skills to help as they move on in parenting. And then secondary prevention or recognizing abuse when it occurs is certainly what we do at the Children's Advocacy Center at the Westchester Institute for Human Development, analyzing the information that comes in and looking at these cases collaboratively with law enforcement, child protective services, to avoid additional trauma that children may experience if they're not analyzed or evaluated in a coordinated environment. And then, unfortunately, tertiary prevention, when children actually are abused, using the resources, particularly at the Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital, to treat them and provide the medical and mental health support needed to get better, to recover.
Well, if anybody is listening to this and wants any information, where can they get in touch with you? Where can they get in touch with you?
The Westchester Medical Center website, www.wmchealth.org. Wow, I really hope I got that right. Or www.wihd.org, which is the Westchester Institute for Human Development. Both places have information on the prevention and education programs in the community.
Well, before we let you go, you have a couple people with you. Two of your children have joined us this morning. Who are they?
Yes,
let's introduce them.
Hi, I'm Lucas.
And who are you?
Jack.
You're proud of your mom?
Yeah, she's amazing. She's like an octopus, has eight arms.
That is so sweet. It's a wonderful kid. Dr. Kander, thank you so much. Congratulations. You are indeed a champion for children, and we congratulate you. Thank you so much for joining us, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Jennifer Cantor. Again, she's one of the Champions for Children Award winners here, as we are at the Child Care Council of Westchester's annual awards breakfast. We're here live this morning at the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown on a beautiful Friday morning. Lots more ahead, many more guests. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. So stay with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelifts staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on this beautiful Friday from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. We're here for the Child Care Council of Westchester's annual awards breakfast going on this morning. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the day, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. Bacall Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. And joining us right now on set is one of the award winners. Actually, we've been talking about the champions for children. Yes, that's one of the categories, but we must also recognize the Joey Award winner. That has to do with teachers, and we have one of those award winners joining us right now as we speak. She is Ronnie Weinberger. She is the director of the Oak Lane Child Care Center that's located in Chappaqua. Good morning to you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Let's talk about this particular award. What is the Joey Award, for those who aren't familiar with that?
It's an award given to teachers and directors annually for their work and their work with both children and adults and their families.
Now, talk about what you do at the Child Care Center. It's in Chappaqua. What exactly do you do?
So I run a small not-for-profit child care center in Chappaqua. We have 51 children each day. We have a staff of 17 dedicated teachers, and we have a chef on staff. We have a groundskeeper. We own our house, so it's a home away from home for the children, and it provides child care year-round for working families in northern Westchester.
Yeah, I'm just reading the information here about what the center is. It's a warm, inviting center emphasizing things like nutritious food, outdoor play, exciting educational experiences for children, music and art. Really something in it for all these kids.
Yes, there is. And the teaching staff are a group of dedicated educators. They have advanced degrees in education, so that essentially our center is it's a school, basically, that runs year-round, and we start at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we go until 6 o'clock in the evening.
And how many years has this center been around?
43.
43 years and counting. Wow, so you've seen quite a few kids come through the center, and really the main mission is to try to, you know, not only get them the child care, but to help them lead better, healthy lives as they get older.
That's true. We it's a holistic approach to the well-being of a child, starting with good nutrition and good education and physical activity. Everything is designed to provide a stimulating and exciting environment for the children, and also to make sure that the parents can go off and do what they need to do with a clear mind and knowing that their child is well taken care of and well provided for the day.
And that speaks to the mission that we said at the top, what the Child Care Council of Westchester is all about, as you say, because the parents should be concentrating on the work itself, not worrying about whether their child's going to be safe or not. That's very important.
That's right. It makes all the difference in the world. Working families, no matter what it is that they do as their work, it's a tough life. And to be worrying about where their children are and what's happening to their children, especially in today's world where the educational expectations for the children are very high, you can't waste their time. You have to provide an environment that's stimulating and safe and well-intentioned.
And how about the parents that you deal with? I mean, is it regardless of income? They come from all different income levels when they need a program like this?
Yes, we serve all families in Westchester. A large population of our families are the teachers that work in the area. They bring their children to us. And as I say, most of the rest of the families are local, either Pleasantville or Chappaqua.
If anybody's listening to this and they would like more information, where can they contact you?
Well, Oak Lane is in Chappaqua. We have a website. It's Oak Lane CCC. And you can reach us at, I can give you the phone number.
Certainly. You're welcome to do it.
914-238-3756. We have a website. You can go on the website and you'll see our entire program. It gives you everything, including the prices, which is very important.
Indeed, I'm sure that's very important too. Ronnie Weinberger, again, she's with the Oak Lane Child Care Center in Chappaqua, joining us. Thank you so much and congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right. Ronnie Weinberger, Oak Lane Child Care Center, joining us here on set. Again, she's one of the winners of the 2017 Joey Award here. And again, if you just joined us, we're here at the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown. We're broadcasting live, Westchester Talk Radio is, for the 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast with the Child Care Council of Westchester. We talked about the champions for children, and as we mentioned, the teachers being honored as well. They are just as important. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. We have a lot more coming up, more guests on the way. And we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest. So stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the beautiful Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. We're here for the Child Care Council of Westchester's 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for the day. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook. Please tell all your friends about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, he is one of the winners of the Joey Award that recognizes teachers as part of this awards today. He is Henry Wilson. He is Executive Director of the Youth Community Outreach Program at Mount Vernon, Inc., also known as YCOP. And good to have you with us. Congratulations to you, sir.
Well, good morning. Good to be here.
Now, this was established back in 1990, so a little more than a quarter century ago. And I understand, reading this information, that it has become one of the largest youth programs, I guess, in Lower Westchester, if I understand, the licensed youth centers?
Well, we've expanded the program. What it used to be back in 1990 was originally started was basically a drop-in center. When I took over the helm in 2011, I actually flipped it around and made it a licensed program with after-school, summer camp, out-of-school program, and youth development basketball, and programs for teens as well.
Does it highlight just kind of the athletic component of this, one aspect of that program?
Basically, yes. You know, we target young boys and girls between the ages of 5 and 15, you know, for a way for them to get off the street and come into a safe environment.
Another place to gather together with their friends, socialize. I mean, socialization, I think we mentioned at the very beginning in terms of early child development, that's very important as well as the education.
Absolutely. So we use the basketball as a carrot to get them in, and then we use other mechanisms to mentor them, to counsel them, and, you know, and build a relationship with these young kids.
And can you describe some of those other aspects aside from basketball and sports?
Well, you know, in our after-school program, we emphasize, of course, homework help, you know, being respectful, the basic characteristics of being a decent human being. In our summer camp program, we try to get them out of the urban environment. So, you know, we'll take our kids hiking, we'll explore them, we'll expose them to a lot of different things that they're not commonly used to. So one of the things, you know, in tennis and swimming instruction at the College of New Rochelle. So there'll be a lot of things that normally that the kids that we have in our program are not commonly used to.
So let's talk about the parental aspect. When they come to you, let's say about their child, what do they seek as far as information or services for that child that they have?
Well, a lot of times, so we have a diverse population, you know, African American, African Caribbean, Brazilian population. So, you know, depending on the parent, they will come with a different, you know, set of concerns or issues or just need of services. So we try to be holistic in our providing services to all of them. So one kid may need extended help in homework. Another child may need just some mentoring because maybe one of the parents passed away not too long ago. So they need more socialization because they've been isolated for so long. So, you know, we try to be all things, all the parents and all the children and meet the needs.
So really, it's about the whole child. I mean, trying to make them whole, I mean, physically, mentally, much stronger, again, live healthier and better lives. That's what this is all about. That's real key to that.
It's very key to that. And, you know, and so when we bring all these kids together and they have a relationship with each other, a lot of them go to schools to each other, a lot of them go to different schools. But when they come together in our after-school program, we want to make sure that they understand that they're safe, that they're going to be fed a decent meal, that they're going to be provided with good homework help. We have interns that come to us from the Concordia College and Westchester Community College on a regular basis. So we know we try to be everything to this child or children as much as we can.
So from the time they come to your program to the time they leave, they should be better than they were before.
Absolutely. So a lot of kids who started in our program, for example, in 2012, some of these kids are teenagers now. And so now we want to prepare them for the work world. So a lot of them will sign up to be counselors in training, also known as a CIT. So we try to get them ready for the work world and how to be an effective and productive counselor in the community. So if they don't have the opportunity to be employed by us, they have an opportunity to be employed somewhere.
So I'm sure you've had a lot of success stories since you've been there.
I can't even count, but absolutely. And that's one of the things that we're proud of because, you know, with every child, there's a success story. With every parent, there's a success story. And then we know we're doing something right when the parents continuously enroll their children and they refer other parents to our program as well.
So when children win, we win.
We absolutely.
Win-win. Henry Wilson, thank you so much again. Again, the Youth Community Outreach Program of Mount Vernon, Inc., known as YCOP. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Henry Wilson joining us here. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. If you just joined us, we're broadcasting live this morning from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. And the reason we're here is the Child Care Council of Westchester's 2017 annual awards breakfast honoring the champions for children. And as we mentioned, one of our winners just now, as you just heard, 2017 Joey Award winners like Henry Wilson. Great people. Great, great people. Lots more ahead. We're going to step aside in just a moment. More guests lined up. And we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly. professionally at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. We're here for the Child Care Council of Westchester's 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host for the day. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Averso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest this morning, he is Jeff Samuelson. He is a board member with the Child Care Council of Westchester, and he joins us on set this morning. Good morning to you, Jeff.
And good morning to you.
Well, your early impressions of this day. We talked to a few of the award winners. We talked to somebody who was a Champions for Children. We talked to two Joey Award winners. And from what I've heard so far from this small sample size, very impressed with all of them.
Well, this is a very exciting event, and one of the things that really excites me as a board member is to see the number of people who turn out for this event to honor the men and women who have made a major difference in the lives of children through the work they do in their various centers.
Can I ask how many years this award's been going on?
I think it's in 25th or 26th, maybe 27th year.
27 years, so more than a quarter century you've been doing this.
Yes, yes, we have. The original Joey Awards breakfast was in honor of a previous president of the board, and we've been honoring that individual and his son ever since.
Yeah, and again, we talked about the Champions for Children. So you kind of blended the two together into this one award?
Well, that's right, because it's not just a question of the people who are providing the quality child care in the centers, but also there's a world around them that is affected by business executives, political executives, government executives, community leaders, who help to keep the focus on this important issue. And we honor those folks as well.
Well, we can't emphasize this enough. And again, I talked to Craig Ruoff at the beginning before we went on the air. How critical it is from that birth to five age group, that access to early, quality, affordable child care and early education, how critical it is in their development as they get older.
Well, that's right. And interestingly enough, Tuesday morning, I have an opportunity to testify at a meeting in Albany, put together by some assembly people and some senators. And the focus is access to quality early childhood education. And the people who will attend will talk about this from a variety of points of view, certainly from the brain development point of view, from the social development point of view, from the intellectual point of view. The difference between somebody having had access to a quality education in birth to 5 years old and somebody who has not has been documented, and the people who have not enter the public system at a huge deficit, maybe 7 to 12 months deficit in math skills and 9 to 12 months in reading skills. That deficit is very hard, maybe not even possible to make up. And if they can't make up that deficit, then they have difficulty in school, not just in kindergarten, but all the way through. In fact, unfortunately, too many don't make it all the way through. And when that happens, they may fall prey to inappropriate behavior and become a burden on our society. So the impact of quality childhood education is hugely important.
Well, so much we hear about this phrase, leave no child behind, yes. But your organization is so critical in making sure that child doesn't fall through the cracks.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And part of that effort is to get the word out on how important this is, how important it is for the county government to be a strong supporter of this. We have as guests this morning Kevin Plunkett, who is the assistant county executive, and I believe Rob Astorino, who is the county executive, will take a few minutes to come and just talk to us as a group about how important this is to the county.
Well, again, if anybody's listening to this, Jeff, if they want to get in touch with the council, if they have some concerns or questions or needs, where can they contact?
Well, we can go to our website, which is www.childcarewestchester.org. We can be contacted by phone. Our offices are on Central Avenue in Scarsdale.
Jeff Samuelson, thank you so much for joining us. And again, just a wonderful morning. And hats off to all these honorees today and the difference they're making in the lives, not only these children, but families as well.
Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
That's Jeff Samuelson, board member with the Child Care Council of Westchester, joining us on set. Again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown for the aforementioned Child Care Council of Westchester's 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast, honoring not only the champions for children, but also the teachers as well. We can't forget them either, the Joey Award winners. We talked to a couple already today. So we're going to step aside, lots more ahead, and we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Acura of Westchester, A.G. Williams Painting, Arctic Mechanical, Toy Box, the Business Council of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live this morning from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. We're here for the Child Care Council of Westchester's 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast. What a time we're having today. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for the day. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. Please tell your friends. Westchester Talk Radio, that's where you go. And joining me now, my latest guest, he is the Digital Arts Experience member with the council's board of directors. That is Rob Kistner joining us. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
And what brings you to this wonderful occasion? I mean, we've heard so many speeches, wonderful stories. Tell us why you're here today.
I've been a member of the board of directors of the Child Care Council for, I believe this is my fourth year. And my business, the Digital Arts Experience, provides after-school programs for kids in technology. And I recognize the importance of childhood education. And during my time running the Digital Arts Experience and interfacing with parents throughout the community, actually Craig Ruoff, the current board president, invited me to join the board. And during my first few months there, I really learned about the importance of that first 3 years of a child's life and the impact of proper childcare and education for really the rest of their life, and see the importance of investing in early childhood care and childhood education really just sets the stage for our future as a community.
Now, in technology, the theme today, in case we've not mentioned it enough, make magic happen. From a technological standpoint, how do you make magic happen with the kids from technology?
Well, what's amazing is I started the digital arts experience because at a young age, I was interested in audio engineering, and I didn't have a place to go and learn that. I had no place to put my hands on equipment, and really the only thing that I could do was intern at studios in the city and kind of sit in the corner and make coffee and not speak until I was spoken to first. And it really wasn't until I was much older and in college that I got to actually put my hands on the technology, and that was my inspiration for starting the digital arts experience. My goal is to have kids at a young age get hands-on experience with technology. And what's amazing is that the technological advances have made such incredible resources available to younger kids. We've got kids at the age of 6 programming video games from the ground up using things like Scratch and other tile-based drag-and-drop programming languages. And it's just amazing to see what young kids can do when the technology enables them to use their problem-solving skills, logic, and creativity and take typing and reading out of the equation.
Well, having said that, I mean, the kids trying to learn at an early age in that critical period, and technology, as we know, is rapidly changing. So how do they keep up with that?
Well, that's something we struggle with as a technology company. It's constantly changing. There are constantly new apps coming out and new platforms in which to learn. I really don't have a good answer for that. I mean, it's really, we're just experimenting with a lot of different programs, apps, and platforms. And really for us, the focus is on the content and not the delivery mechanism. So we're not necessarily focused on using really cool toys that may associate with computer programming or what have you. We're really focused on teaching the computer programming, the logic, the problem solving, and getting kids to really think analytically and accept failure as a good thing in the process of design and creation.
Well, having said that, these kids being as young as they are, do you sense the enthusiasm that you're getting from them that they want to learn this?
I think so, and I think with all of this push for STEM and STEAM and technology and arts and sort of the interaction between all of those different things, kids really want to learn technology. They want to create things. They want to use these tools, and I think giving them the opportunity to do so outside of school in an environment that's just really fun and they're sort of free to create anything is a great thing.
What they will learn as they get older, if they're going to see that technology, as we've discovered now, I mean, it's really a big part of our lives. We can't really do without it. I mean, we're on our smartphones, our laptops, you name it.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think is going to happen, it's really interesting, is 10, 15 years ago, on every single resume that a job applicant put in, they would have Microsoft Office skills and all those sort of basic computing skills that were standard skills that were required for a job. I think you're going to see in the future Photoshop skills, HTML and web design skills start to be added to that list because it's such an essential skill because technology is everywhere in everything we do.
Yeah, whatever field of discipline you go into, whatever career, those are the must-have skills. I mean, we're not talking soft skills. We're talking these kind of skills. Technology, you must have that.
Precisely. Absolutely.
If anybody has any more information, where can they get in touch with you?
So the Digital Arts Experience, you can check our website, is thedae.com. We're located in downtown White Plains. All of our contact information is on there. If anybody would like to give us a call and set up an appointment, it's 914-644-8100.
Rob, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had fun today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, Rob Kistner, Digital Arts Experience with the Child Care Council of Westchester's Board of Directors, joining us. Thank you so much. I'm Jim Cleefield. Once again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live this morning from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown on a beautiful Friday morning, I must say, for the 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast hosted by the Child Care Council of Westchester. Lots more ahead. We'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest. Stay with us.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown for the Child Care Council of Westchester's 2017 Annual Awards Breakfast. What a time we have had today and are having. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale, Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. Please tell your friends, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, I've actually talked to him before. It's nice for him to join us once again. He is Craig Ruoff. He is president of the board of directors with the Child Care Council of Westchester. Good morning to you, sir, and what a morning we've had.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, this has been a fantastic morning. We've been doing this, obviously, for many years. This is one of the best breakfasts I can remember in recent history.
So many wonderful stories we've heard. Your impressions of all the award winners we had, in case people just tuned in, there are two categories. You have the Champions for Children, and you have the Joey Award winners, which emphasizes the teachers.
Yeah, there were some interviews. I guess you can call them interviews, as you're hearing the person introducing the award recipient and hearing about their background and then hearing the award recipient. There were actually tears shed today hearing some of these stories. So it was you know, an event where you actually cried a little bit and you laughed a little bit and you learned a lot about what these people have done and the mark they've made on our community.
Well, I think the reason they're so emotional, because it is all about the kids. And we talked about, before we went on the air, you and I, about the fact how critical it is those first 5 years from birth to five, that early childhood development, access to affordable, quality childcare, early education. Otherwise, they fall behind.
Yeah, we try. I mean, I start to sound like a broken record after a while, but we try so hard to get the message out that if children don't get access to quality early childcare and education between one through five, it impacts them for their life. They will not be able to achieve and reach the full potential that they would have been able to receive had they had that early childcare and education. And it's something that most people don't realize. I mean, was I aware of this beforehand? To some extent, but I married someone in education, so I had an edge. But we're trying to get that word out there. We're trying to get people more involved. I think that we gained two, possibly three board members just from the event today. People that one person was previously interested and wanted to come and see. One person, this was their first real exposure to it, and they approached, and now they're interested in joining the board. That's great. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear people getting involved.
The theme for this year's event, Make Magic Happen. How do they come up with that theme for this year?
You know, I can't take credit for that. I was not involved in the Make Magic Happens, but I think it's a matter of, it's a magical concept to be able to work with children. People who work with children generally love it. Those of us that have children know that there are always ups and downs, but people that work with children and get to watch them grow, you can see it in their eyes when you visit with teachers of your children years later and your children come back and they see them. I have this experience now. I have an 18-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter, and we run into the teachers they've had earlier. It's magical.
And they really do make a difference.
They make a huge difference. The kids remember who has impacted them at what points in their lives. And our kids even remember back to preschool days.
They should never forget where they came from, who helped them. Because I think, as I mentioned to one of our guests, the theme I get out of this, with that kind of program that you have is, you know, whether parents are working, you have two parents working or one, they need to know, A, as they said, the child is in a safe environment and somebody has their back.
And it's very sad and it's very heart-wrenching when you hear the stories of the people that they can't afford it, or they're not able to go back to work because they want to keep the kids at home because they can't afford it. And when you hear about the scholarship programs that are given out and the differences that it's made in the lives of the people who have received these, and I think we have some examples of this on our website, that's really heart-wrenching and brings the tears out. But it's wonderful. And when we're able to actually provide those, it's so heartwarming. But we need to be able to keep getting the word out there, getting the private donations, getting the public money flowing in order to be able to do that amongst everything else that Kathy Hallis does with this organization.
Well, on behalf of all of us here, whatever we can do to help, certainly we're willing to do so. And as I said, you got some great success stories, and I'm sure they will continue.
Well, thank you to you, and thank you to Andrew and everybody with Shark Creative. We really, really appreciate you coming out and supporting us.
All right. Craig Ruoff, thanks so much for joining us once again. Again, a wonderful morning, just really one of the best ever.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day and a great weekend.
You too, my friend. All right, that's Craig Ruoff. He's president of the Board of Directors with the Child Care Council of Westchester, joining us today here at the 2017 Council's Annual Awards Breakfast. And again, what a morning this has been. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today, and we have more to come. My next guest, by the way, stay with us for that. My old friend from News 12 Westchester, Tara Rosenblum, is going to join us. I think you're going to enjoy that coming up next. We'll be back with more of the show right after this word, so stay with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown. We're here for the Child Care Council of Westchester's annual awards breakfast, the 2017 edition. I'm Jim Cleefield. I've been your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, a very special guest, somebody I have known for quite a long time. Haven't seen her for a while, but she's familiar to all of you, especially to you News 12 viewers. She is Tara Rosenblum. She is a reporter reporter for News 12 Westchester, and was the MC for this wonderful event. Tara, good to see you again. It's been quite a while, and hope you had a great time today.
I just have to say, you have an amazing voice. I can listen to you talk all day long. You have such a beautiful, smooth voice. So great to be with you.
Well, I should mention, too, Tara and I kind of worked together because when I was in local radio in Westchester, I used to do some political debates that they did. I was on the panelist, and I had some contact with her, so it's really good to see her again. You did a fantastic job. Here in presence of this event, Tara, just some wonderful stories hearing about how all these people, these champions for children, and the teachers, the Joey Award winners, making children's lives better, and that's really the key.
You know, we get a lot of, at News 12, we get a lot of requests to MC events, and they're at all random hours of the day, and as a working mom of a three-year-old, my time away from work is very valuable, so I'm really very selective with the events that I take part in, and for me, every single year, this is absolutely a no-brainer. It's one of my favorite events of the year to participate in, and I'm honored they brought me back this year for a fourth year, and the simple reason is I always leave so inspired, and truthfully, not to get too cheesy, but I'm reminded why I chose Westchester County to raise my daughter. When I set it up on the stage, when you hear these educators' stories, and one of them really, I was up there crying with no Kleenex, and I was so embarrassed. Dr. Cantor talked about, rescuing a young family who was the victim of rape from their own father, and how she uncovered that. These are harrowing stories, and I when I listen to them, you can't help but feel optimistic for the future of our county and its leadership.
And the theme I get here, Tara, is that if the parent like yourself is working, they need to be assured, as we said, that the child is safe and somebody has their back. Somebody is watching over them, making them safe. That really is just as important.
Without that, everything falls apart. And I thought that one educator said it best. Also a mother said, when you know that your child is in the right hands and getting the best care and that they're safe and they're feeling comfortable, everything else you can tackle. Everything else about the rest of the day is true. And I think any mother in that room agreed when that parent said that.
As you said, yourself a working parent, you shouldn't have to worry about your child. You should be concentrating on your job while somebody is helping them.
And, the sad part is, the council this year is offering a scholarship for childcare, and there were 100 families that said that they have this need, but at the time, the council could only help 10 of them. And that's where this event really comes into play, because with the help and the generosity of everyone who was in this room and everyone who bought the auction items, they're hoping to be able to help 100 families. And I think that that should be something, we live in Westchester County, one of the most affluent counties in the United States of America. Everyone here should not have to have that concern when they have children. We have enough resources.
Well, if I can quote the late Whitney Houston, she sang in a song years ago that I believe the children are our future. And with organizations like this, that child can grow on to live a happier and healthier life with help of them.
Absolutely. And I just want to give a quick shout out, because being that you guys are emailing me this link, I'm going to play it for my little three-year-old, Stella Rose, the love of my life. So when she's listening to this, Mama loves you. And I'm so very proud of her and excited for her own future and potential.
Well, Tara, I'm thrilled to see you again. Happy to interview you. Did a great job hosting. We had a wonderful time. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thank you for having me. Wonderful to see you both.
Tara Rosenblum, News 12 Westchester reporter, joining us, and the MC for this wonderful event today at our breakfast today. I'm Jim Cleefield. If you just joined us, well, you missed quite a bit. This was the 2017 Westchester's, the Child Council of Westchester, CCCW, their 2017 annual awards breakfast. We've been here all day long at the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown. Again, some wonderful stories. And as we said earlier, with people like these, the children's future looks a lot brighter. I'm Jim Cleefield. I've been your host for today. And I just want to remind you before we go that we have been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. A reminder, be sure to download that Westchester Talk radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And don't forget, please tell all your friends about this. Like us on Facebook, please. We really need your support. Westchester Talk Radio. For my entire crew, Maddie the K, my buddy Matt Kahan, who is engineer, Andrew Castellano, always does a fantastic job putting these together, all my guests that came by with us, and thank you to the listener. We could not do it without you. You are the power of radio. You make this happen here at Westchester Talk Radio. Have a good day, everybody, and make it a nice weekend. We'll see you next time. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.